I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Ferret Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is today's news. Northern Inyo Healthcare District proudly welcomed Inyo County's first baby of the year. Cecilia June Rico, born at 3:47 a.m. on Thursday, January 1st, 2026, at Northern Inyo Hospital. Cecilia weighed 8 pounds, 10 ounces, and measured 20.5 inches long. She is the daughter of Sierra and Caesar Rico and is welcomed home by big brothers Christian and Caesar Jr. Welcoming the first baby of the year is always a joyful milestone, and we're grateful to share that moment with the Rico family, said Carolyn Arnold, manager of Northern Inyo Hospital's prenatal department. Mammoth Community Water District Board of Directors Code Policy Committee will hold a meeting on Wednesday, January 14th at 3:30 p.m. The agenda can be accessed on the MCWD website, which is easy to Google, or you can find it on our sierrawave.net. There will be a free Green Waste Weekend at all Inyo County landfills this weekend on January 17th and January 18th. The Bishop Landfill will be Saturday and Sunday. Big Pine Transfer Station will be Saturday only. Independence Landfill will be Sunday only. And the Lone Pine Landfill will be Saturday and Sunday. Remember that the gate fees will be waived for green waste only. No mixed load. This waiver is available to Inyo County residents only. Please have ID available. Commercial haulers and landscaping contractors are not eligible for this offer. The County of Inyo continues to encourage residents to be proactive in reducing wildfire risk, waiving the gate fee at the landfill and transfer station. It's an action that demonstrates the county's commitment towards helping to reduce catastrophic wildfire events within and around our communities. When Southern California Edison power outage struck the Eastern Sierra on Christmas Eve, Sierra Wave News committed to doing more than just reporting the darkness. We committed to pressing for transparency, accountability, and clear communication from SCE. Those outages extended beyond a single night and into 4 days for many and 6 days for others. It was disrupting homes, businesses, and holiday plans, and raising serious questions about the stability of the grid and how information was being shared with the public. On December 30, 2025, Senator Alvarado Gill jumped into action, wrote a formal request to the governor supporting the inclusion of Mono County in the state of emergency proclamation related to the 2025 winter storm. What many do not know is what happened behind the scenes. In the days following the outages, Sierra Wave reached out to the office of State Senator Marie Alvarado Gill. Through that effort, we established communication with Jason Scalise, who proved to be a tremendous help. During our conversations, we were able to inform the senator's office of another power outage on January 4, 2026. This outage had not been on their radar at the time. That exchange helped broaden awareness of the scope of the problem beyond what was initially understood. Senator Alvarado Gill's office also connected us with another resource, Kevin Tripp of KFBK Sacramento. Kevin and us worked together to take this story beyond the Eastern Sierra and onto the national stage. That collaboration resulted in Sierra Wave being heard nationwide with a recorded soundbite aired across the country. In that interview, we highlighted how communities stepped up when the lights went out, specifically how June Lake opened shelters for overnight stays to help residents ride out the outage safely. We also made it a point to praise the linemen and field crews who worked in brutal winter conditions, battling snow, wind, and freezing temperatures to restore power. Their efforts on the ground deserve recognition and respect. Through continued reporting and direct confirmation from Southern California Edison, we were also able to connect the January 4, 2026 power outage back to the original failure on December 24th of 2025. SCE acknowledged that issues with their website contributed to confusion and frustration and confirmed they are working to improve communication moving forward and fix the website. As a result of these efforts, Sierra Wave now has a direct line of communication with SCE to obtain more timely answers about outages and potential impacts to customers. That access matters not just for us as a news outlet, but for the communities we serve. This was a serious outage. While we wish this experience meant the power grid is now immune to future failures, that reality is, you know, outages do happen. What makes the difference is transparency, communication, and preparedness. Thanks to these efforts, we now have clear answers, national awareness of the challenges rural communities face, and trusted allies in the broader news industry who are willing to help amplify local stories when it matters most. Unfortunately, not every outreach was met with the same level of responsiveness. After one phone call and two follow-up emails, we have never heard back from Representative Kevin Kiley's office. Given the severity of the outages and their impacts on his constituents, that lack of response is deeply disappointing. Sierra Wave will continue to do what we've always done, ask questions, push for answers, and advocate for the people of the Eastern Sierra, whether the story stays local or reaches the nation. Thank you, Jason Scalise and Senator Alvarado Gill's office. Thank you, Kevin Tripp. Thank you to Mono County Sheriff's Dispatch for working with us to originally confirm the outage and severity. Thank you to Southern California Edison for reaching out to us to help better inform and have better communication. A very special thanks to all the workers who braved the elements and restored the power. Finally, from Representative Kiley's office, spoke with the House on the floor yesterday in response to the developing situation in Iran. The United States must stand with the Iranian people in this critical moment, Representative Kiley said. For decades, the Iranian dictatorship has exported terrorism throughout the Middle East and beyond, while tormenting their own people. It is my hope that the people of Iran do not have to bear the cost of this malevolence any longer. It is my ardent hope that a better future, one of peace, freedom, and democracy, is not far away for the people of Iran, said Representative Kiley. You can go to our website and find the press release. Kiley calls for solidarity with Iranian people, expresses hope for freedom of democracy, and download his floor remarks. Well, I'm Jason Brown, bringing the news. For 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, there's more news at sierrawave.net. And on Facebook at Sierra Wave Media.